And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. We got the crew from the American Angler joining us. It's going to be a very fun morning having Captain Brian, Captain Ray, and then brand new to the Let's Talk Hookup World Headquarters, Captain Griffin. Going to be a very fun show talking about the American Angler, talking about fishing and more. You stay tuned. You're in for a fun one. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, this is gonna be a fun one today, man.
No doubt.
One of my packed house.
Packed house for sure. As you can see, if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube Live, everything's all fired up. And man, sure pumped to have the boys from the American Angler in here again. Say it all the time. It's my favorite part about the winter time is it's so rare to get all of you guys together. I mean, so often the American Angler is always fishing, always traveling, always doing something. So to get you guys all in the studio at one time, I was really pumped and just really excited to have you, and wanted to wish good morning to everybody. Good to have you guys.
Good to be here. Good
yeah,
to see you guys.
We're pumped.
Thank you.
You know, and brand new to the studio, we're used to having the team of you know, Ray and Brian and Lori in here, and Lori called and said, no, Griffin's been a part of the team and been running the boat and going to run the boat a lot more, and we want to have him come. So for the first time, we're pumped to have you in the studio, Griffin. Good morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're excited. And what's going on with the American Angler this time of year? It's you know, it's transition time. Everybody's starting to talk about fishing and posturing about the questions that, you know, what's fishing going to be like and weather and what's happening with the boat right now.
Currently in maintenance mode at the present moment, but, you know, we're starting to get the bug. Obviously, I know it's hard with the weather, kind of transitioning, and then finally getting our winter, but we're just making her pretty, just doing all our knickknacks and just getting geared up.
That's awesome. Is this a big year for projects for the American Angler? Is this one where you get to enjoy the fact that you guys always keep that boat in such beautiful condition that this year just doesn't happen to throw a lot at you?
Yeah, I think speaking for Brian and myself, this is kind of a really mellow year.
Nice.
Comparatively speaking, the last few years we've done a lot between cosmetics and mechanical and the whole nine. So this is actually, we're actually kind of just enjoying it right now.
That's awesome. Well, it's a well-deserved. The boat just always seems to look immaculate. You guys just take such good care of that beautiful boat, and it just doesn't seem to be where you're at through the season. You know, you might be in the maintenance right now, but the last trip of the year, you know, from the outside looking in, maybe not for you guys that are having to deal with machinery and everything else, but boy, from the outside looking at it, she looks like she's always pristine all the time. You can really tell the care that you guys put in to that beautiful boat.
Got to take care of her. She takes care of us.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Good way to put it.
So when will things get started for the angler? What do you guys look forward to? Obviously, you're in maintenance right now. How does that end, and when do we get to start fishing, and what do we have to look forward to?
April.
April
is our first trips that we have online. Awesome. You know, the shorter 2 and 3 day trips and offshore.
That's something that's been new to the schedule, or I should say relatively new. I know the last several years it's something you guys have added to it. And what a cool thing it is to, you know, like the American Angler is so incredibly popular. We talk about it all the time on the show. You guys do such a good job at creating that family atmosphere with your passengers. Like it really shows talking to you guys. Like you treat all your passengers like friends, and there's like a stigma about the boat. It's sometimes not the easiest boat to get to go fishing on because everybody likes free riding. And I love that you added those shorter trips. It just gives a lot of people who haven't had a chance to come fishing with you that opportunity to see the American Angler brand of how you guys like to do things.
You know, it's me and Sam started it, you know, after we sold the Queen to Bill and bought the American Angler. We still had day and a half trips on the schedule. It was our best marketing.
Yeah.
You know, people may not have the time nor funds to go on a 5 day trip, but to come check it out or be a little intimidated, but to come check it out on a short trip and, you know, ride with the guys and everyone's cool. And God, I kind of like this. Maybe we'll think about, you know, doing a longer trip. So over the years, we've gotten a lot of business, you know, by marketing these shorter trips, and people feel comfortable and come on longer ones.
And how cool that we've been blessed with this, you know, whatever you call it, cycle of bluefin tuna fishing that we're in, that you can slide out in April and, you know, potentially have some tremendous tuna fishing. And if that doesn't present itself, there's good yellowtail fishing to be had on the coast. And I mean, but what a time of year we have to get to do those short trips.
You know, in the modern times of everyone has a different thread, you know, on our phones, whether it be WhatsApp or what have you. It's the last trip that we ran in December was going into Ted Dunn and the guys fishing bluefin. So we started like a thread, you know, letting them know what we see.
Sure.
And it's kind of continuing on. So every day we kind of get updates, or every couple days we get updates from the grounds. And right now it's incredible. They see good sign of fish, you know, as close as 100 miles.
Jeez.
They see mega sign of those 60 to 90 pounders at 300, 350 miles. It seems like 2-3 days a week that yellowfin floats down there, and they see 1,000 tons of, you know, this and mixed in with that bluefin skipjack.
That's incredible.
It's incredible.
The skipjack, too.
The sign that they're seeing right now in cooler water.
Man, that's good to hear.
And the skipjack thing, I mean, that got my ears perked up. I mean, is that something new, like, this year? Or, I mean, is that something they see, like, every year, a little sprinkle of that?
Yeah, you know, we have been. I think the skipjack let us alone.
Yeah.
A little bit more last year, you know, because we were catching that good great yellowfin tuna. We didn't really have too much skipjack problem.
I was going to ask Griffin what a year that was with that bite of yellowfin tuna that you got to enjoy last year. Just I can't ever remember a time when it seemed to be so good so long, like. Both the grade and the availability, like what was that like all season long to get to just go catch such awesome size of yellowfin tuna? And it seemed like you guys never missed.
Yeah, working under Brian and Ray and just hearing all the stories from them, it's crazy to how good the fishing actually was for us, you know. It's like all season long, it's like, oh, is it still going to be there? Is it still going to be there? And sure enough, we're on the ropes and almost too fast at times, you know. You go down there and it's so good that you're like, we're gonna fill the boat pretty quick here.
These, yeah, right,
60 to 90 pound yellowfin, you know, this is, and then top on some big bluefin with that too. It was pretty amazing to witness.
It was close to historical, I think, right? I mean, that
for
that,
me
I mean, for all of us
for
I mean,
my
yeah,
short
I would
career
say so. I mean, I
I was asking a lot of the elders too, and everyone's like, "Wow, I've never seen this before."
Unbelievable.
And to see signs of that currently, Brian. I mean, I'm licking my chops.
Yeah,
man.
Right. It used to be the year-round thing of the Laos rocks on that grand fish, but you know, just in so many different places. There were times where, as captains on those longer trips, it's like, where are we going to go catch our tuna? There'd be like three or four different viable options of fishing different zones, sometimes 200 miles apart. It's incredible.
That seems like such a Cadillac problem, Griffin, that you mentioned, but I mean, the problem still, like, you know, when you're the guy behind the wheel, you got to quarterback that trip, and you're right, if you're down there for 5 days or 7 days, it seems like the caliber of fishing was so good, you could be completely finished afternoon one, like, you still got to, you know, you got to occupy your time, and that grade and veracity of how fast that fish can come aboard, it's got to be wild.
Yeah, in the seminar, we like to tell the passengers, hey guys, you know, only take what you need, and you could catch these things pretty quick, so be careful. You could have a pretty hefty processing bill at the end of this, but everybody's really respectful on the boat, so it all works out.
That's awesome.
That's a beautiful way to put it, really.
Yeah, no doubt, and especially to be able to pick the way that you could do them. Now, so that was an incredible part of it. How was the rest of the season? How did the bluefin year shake out for you guys? Was it different than years past? Did this shape up similar to the seasons that we've had in front of us? What was kind of like the wrap up of the tuna fish season for you guys this year on the Angler?
Go ahead. I
thought, you know, years past it seemed a little bit easier than last year. It was my first year running the boat, so it was kind of, you know, a whole learning curve for me, but it was never easy. Every time we went out there, I think Ray could agree that it was tough, but we did have good fishing. There was a lot of trips where it was like, This is good, you know.
Yeah,
it wasn't just handed to you.
Yeah, I would definitely have to agree with Griffin. We definitely had our work cut out, but luckily for us, we have a very strong code group and networking with the other guys. So even when fishing was tough, we're still able to like network and get it figured out. You know what I mean? And that's the whole bonus of things. Yeah,
for sure.
Is just having that strong bloodline of good code boats.
The fleet overall is incredible. Like, when Tom and now Drew and Adrian fly, they would go out looking, and it was incredible when they would get on the meet, the fleet was there already. You know, it's Corey sees sign 15 miles west of here. Everyone starts kind of going that way. Next thing you know, it's pinpointed. Like,
and then the plane gets on.
This is where it is. And then, you know, the plane will cruise over and says, man,
you're on it.
You guys are on it. You guys are in it. But it's networking, and like Ray and Griff said, it's having the guys out helping and everyone communicating.
How much has that changed the way that you guys fish and run the boat on like the you know, the inside baseball, the backside of it? You know, now that there's almost feels like 24-hour a day fishing, like, how does that change things for you guys and crew, and you know, how you plan around the trip and making sure you get guys sleep, but also making sure you stay on the fish? It just seems like there's, on a 3-day trip, it's like you're fishing damn near from when you leave the bait receiver, like the whole time there's always something available.
I mean, it definitely helps. I mean, it's just, I mean, especially with technology nowadays, and everyone's pretty much got the Starlink and stuff. I mean, you're getting like on the spot information and literally as it's happening. I mean, I know a lot of guys go live with their catches and stuff, so it's benefited us in the positive way.
That's awesome.
From my viewpoint, it's really stepped up the learning curve for all the upcoming captains in the fleet, because obviously I'm going to be 60 years old here real soon. It's like, I'm not staying up all night.
Brian, you don't look 40.
So like Griffin,
right?
Griffin was stopping on schools 3 years ago.
That's awesome.
Pulling them back. Okay, guys, let them go. Catching 200 pounders or getting stops where, you know, half the boat's bent over. And so more than half of our crew members are behind the sticks. Drive.
Yeah.
Hear them on the sonar. Track them down.
They've got that knowledge.
They do it. And laying in my bunk, because I can't sleep, you know, and I mean, what was that, you know? But hearing Griff and we had Kirk and then Brad. All the kids are good, and they've all gained the confidence of having wheel time behind the sticks, stopping on fish, going down on deck, catching them, doing all that. And so it's not only happening on American Angler, but throughout the entire fleet, so that these kids are getting more behind the wheel fishing time And so it's really out, you know, it's helping the fleet.
That's an awesome way to put it. Like you say, that a task that in years past was just drive until we get to this point and keep your eye on the radar.
Yeah.
When we're an hour away from where we go, wake this guy up. That's all the job was before. And now the catch is made, you know, half the time in the dark.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of times this year where I was sleeping and the other guys are driving and they catch just as much fish as I did. And it's like, you know, you want to take the credit for catching the fish that day, but really it was the next guy. It's like everybody on the boat's so well trained from Brian and Ray, so we all know how to do this. We all sit in the wheelhouse together at night, watch the sonar, so everybody knows how to work the sonar, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome. One of the things that we talk about so often, or so often it comes up if, you know, we have the guys from Fisherman's Processing on, or, you know, there's such a level of care for fish these days, again, you know, compared to 10 years past or 20 years past, and you know, the name American Angler always seems to be synonymous with, like, the pinnacle of fish care. And I was just hoping you could give us, like, a rundown of what that's like how it is that we always hear about American Angler and, like, the top tier when it comes to handling the fish once a guy is lucky enough to land one.
Yeah, so we do take a lot of pride in the fish. Brad, Rocco, myself, all of us, we continuously monitor throughout the day, so 29 to like 31 degrees is where we like to keep it, and just like not overfilling them and properly caring for them when they hit the deck is very important. Gutting and gilling them, things like that. We're pretty quick to get them down in the well too, which helps, but just proper care when they're on deck. You don't want to be rolling them around. Throw them in there nice and easy and it turns out great. These guys taught me. I've come from boats where it's a little bit different, and after I got on here, watching them come out, it's like, man, these things look like they're just swimming.
It's funny that you just, you like, so casually, like, went over so many things that you guys do, and you could tell that's probably because it's so routine, but is it the constant temperature of the well, or is it just all of those little steps that you talked about, you know what I mean? Like, is there a big reason, or is it just the reason it's so good because you guys so strictly adhere to all the little steps when it comes to taking care of the fish?
You know, sometimes like weather and stuff, things out of our control, they'll come out a little bit different. But most of the time it's monitoring it and keeping it where it needs to be, not icing up the well, and just, you know, you constantly add salt just about every night and just maintaining it, you
know? It's just the handle from the second you gaff the fish to bring it over the side and, you know, just making sure that no one's stepping on them, and you know they're not getting just thrown around
and
just
bleeding them out and gutting them and just doing a lot. I mean, Griffin, you're learning from the best, really. I mean,
I am. It's cool. It's really cool.
It's a pretty neat thing, and you're so well spoken, and having you in studio is really a cool. Just getting to learn who you are and getting to learn how you're a part of the team and of the American Angler. It's pretty neat.
No doubt. We're going to have a great show today. Lots of fun, Corey. And, man, so much cool stuff to get to cover having these three guys in the studio this morning.
Seriously. And, I mean, talking about what Brian's talking about, seeing down below and hearing the reports of fish down below and the yellowfin and a little bit of skipjack mixed in. And we'll figure out why my ears got perked up on that one, but it adds a nice mix to the whole thing. And having Griffin in studio with Ray and Brian is super cool. And if you want to join us, a couple ways to do it. You can join us on the phone at 833-288-0973. And in just a handful of weeks new here, the first hour, we are on 97.3 The Fan. And we're going to have that the phone calls, right, Rick? We're going to be taking the phone calls for the first hour primarily.
Yeah.
And then secondarily, that second hour, we're going to be taking texts. And we'll take some texts the first hour, too, but only calls for the first hour. So, again, 833-288-0973. You can send the text, too, to the app, only through the app. And we're giving away a full-day trip, a super cool new having Cameron on the Mission Bell and giving away some full-day trips on the Mission Bell out of Point Loma Spore Fishing. How cool is that, Brian? seeing him go from underneath your wings and just taking over the Mission Bell and joining the full-day fleet.
Oh, there's another one. We're going to be at the islands, and these young kids are going to be, like, stopping and spinning circles. Yeah. I'm going to pick up the pipes. They're going to be all bent over, and it's just leave the old guy out in the dust.
Well, that's a funny way to put it. We know you're very humble, Brian. Again, you want to join us, 833-288-0973, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchersportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchersportFishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Hook up! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio, Rick. And anybody wants to join us with the American Angler crew here, and with Brian and Ray, and new to the show, and new to the, how long have you been on the boat, Griffin?
This will be my sixth season coming up.
Well, you're definitely not new to the boat, so yeah. But new on Let's Talk Hookup, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Super cool having you. You want to join us? 833-288-0973, or you can text us via the app, and we're going to be taking calls for the first hour.
Yeah, no doubt. Like you said earlier, man, so stoked to be giving away that full-day trip on board the Mission Bell with Captain Cameron. And, you know, Cameron just joins like a long list of, you know, guys that have just gone on to have such successful careers after working with you and Sam and Ray and, you know, on the Angler. Like, it's a very cool thing to get to watch, you know, how many young men have, like, gone up working on the boat and kind of, again, learn the brand of fishing that you guys like, and then watching people go off to have, you know, a great successful career, either running boats or buying boats or driving boats, or it's something that I hope you're really proud of, because it's really cool to get to watch.
It's kind of just carrying it on. I mean, I had the great fortune of working for Frank and Steve for 10 years of my life, and people talk about, oh, the American Angler and all these captains, but just think about Frank.
Yeah.
I mean, just down here, how many captains he has created and helped by their own boats, and just he's
an amazing individual. No,
yeah,
still to this day.
Yeah,
I was just going to say,
grandfather sport fishing.
Yes, still every day, every off season, somebody's making a move. He's helping somebody. This guy's really wanting to get his own boat. Okay, let's see what we can do. I mean, it just, you know, that a guy like that should just be sitting in his ranch, retired, enjoying life, but like
no,
hustling, pushing, fishing. And you said it best, man. That's awesome.
Him and I see each other on the sidewalk, and we'll give each other a hug, and we'll just, like, laugh because we're both doing what we love to do. And he's next level.
I just have the most respect in the world for him. And, you know, and Frank, you know, if Frank's in town, we see him every day, multiple times a day, you know, coming through, checking on the landing, how's the reservations, checking on the tackle store, checking on all the boats. The guys are down doing boat work. And, like, that's just here at Fisherman's Landing. And, you know, it's the same that he'll go over to Seaford. Like, the man is just constantly – it's not like the other thing where he just, you know, has his hand in something and that's it, you know, where other people might sit back and collect a paycheck. I mean, you talk about a hands-on guy from start to finish. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, just think how many captains work for Frank and cross that deck of the Royal Polaris. It's crazy.
Quite a few. And then how many secondarily, like, underneath you have come up? And,
well, Tim, too.
Right. Just, well, all of them. All of you.
Yeah. The whole Royal Polaris. We come from the era where either you were the qualifier guys or you were the royal guys. And so just both of which have created this family tree that's incredible.
It's cool, too, because where Griffin came from is the Pacifica, where Andrew Viola used to work with Brian and I, and now it's full circle where Griffin came from the Pacifica with Andrew.
I had no idea. That's a rad
How
story.
Cool is that?
Awesome. That's very cool. You know, Brian, you had talked about that, you know, the old days. It was exactly as you said, the guys that came from the qualifier and the guys that came from the RP. Now that you've done it forever and those have been your colleagues, do those guys have different styles of how they fish? Like, you know, if you came up under the tutelage of, you know, of X person or Y person, does it shape the way that guy fishes? Or does everybody, you know, share their knowledge as a whole and you guys all do things in a similar way?
Oh, nowadays our code group works a lot different than it used to. There was a lot of sandbagging. Because, you know, it was... Now you can't sandbag or anything because the customers are talking to each other with Starlink, this and that. But
in current time, I mean, like
in current time,
like we just got out of a hit, where we put 50 fish on the boat.
Exactly, but you know the 105 guys, Don Sansom and John Grabowski, those guys were like I always say. Oh, Steve Loomis was the best. Steve Loomis was the best fisherman operator, but those guys took fishing to a next level. Don and John Grabowski, they were like, you had to be dead nuts. Even if you were getting them, but the landmarks were just a little bit off, we would watch them pull it and reset just so they knew.
Had to be.
And so guys that came from that school, like Randy, they're just killers. It's just inbred. Yeah. That's how they did it. Whereas Royal Polaris, you know, we're getting them. Oh, we're kind of close, and it's working. It's like, you know, we try different things, but like Don at the islands, he'd have the gun set locked up when the current's going southeast in the middle. You know, he just was the precision fisherman.
That's cool.
Go ahead. No, I have to share a story real quick off of Brian's Don Sampson story. Obviously, working under Sam for so many years, he shared the story when he was working for Don. Parade of lights, back bay, in his nice clothes. Don reset the anchor 3 or 4 times for Parade of Lights. He was so
positioned properly.
That's great.
How funny is that? And so Don owned the American Angler for how many years?
So Brian? Don's brother, Dan.
Dan, okay,
yeah,
Danny.
Yeah, but the Sansom brothers, they're all fantastic.
And Don's the one that has the fuel dock.
Yes.
Okay.
That's so great. Yeah, that's a great story. I love that.
Anchor
so
hits the bottom, and the cat starts turning again. It's not right.
Yeah. Oh, reposition.
Yeah,
oh,
we might miss the Santa Claus in the third act. You know, you don't want to have that for sure. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Text as well, Corey. Why don't we jump into it? Everybody's excited to talk to the boys in the Angler.
And they are, too. How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got to ride the Angler last year, and I got to meet Ray and Griffin. And I was getting ready to head out on another of the big boats, and I asked Griffin, hey, who's a cool deck person, you know, on this boat, you know, that I can introduce myself to when I get on there? And he goes, well, honestly, what they say about the Angler is that if that boat had the Angler crew, they'd be the best in San Diego. And kind of turned out to be true. And then the other thing I wanted to mention or ask you guys about was Cameron was on. He was saying that to crew your boat, he didn't want to be a crew stealer. So basically he's saying if you want to work on one of these boats, you got to work your way onto the boat. They're not going to come and find you. So is that how you guys
That's a great question. How does it happen? You know,
Hills, like we're always looking for good personnel. And when the guys come and they first start working for us, it's like it would be nice to have you work for us for a season or two, so you get to learn the whole picture, buy into it, and if you elevate yourself, get a better job, better opportunity on land, whatever. We're 100% behind you. We'll help you. We'll help you get a job, whatever. If you go parallel, work deck on another boat while you're on your own. But it's one of those things that just, like Frank did with so many of us in the business, just to use us as a stepping stone to make yourself better is what makes us the happiest.
That's awesome. Where does most of your crew, when you add somebody to the team, when somebody leaves to go pursue their next opportunity, whether it be buying a boat or getting a job, and you guys add the next member up, where do they normally come from? Like, how does that part happen?
Brian's the best at it. But getting back to it, word of mouth.
Yeah.
Word of mouth, definitely. You know, the whole networking thing. There's so many new generation crew members around the docks nowadays. You know, there's a lot of 18, 20, you know, mm-hmm. year old guys. And so just going around talking to different crew members off different boats and, hey, I got a friend or so-and-so yeah. really loved the opportunity to work on the Angler. It's like.
Do you guys, like, constantly have your eye on the guy that might be the next man up when it comes time? Like, man, I know that this young man works on this boat and he'd sure fit in just right, but we don't have the space or the opportunity yet?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we've gotten crew members all different ways. Ray was 14 years old. Charles Hunter was working on the low end. And we were loading bait on the Queen. And then Charles goes, Brian, Sam, this young man needs to work on with you. And I just told Ray, it's like the day you turn 18, you're hired. 3 or 4 years later, here he comes in January, turned 18, and gets on an 8-day trip.
That's pretty cool.
He's been there since the day he turned 18.
How incredible.
Griffin,
awesome.
You know, by working with Andrew and Aliar.
And, Rick, I don't know if you caught that, but another product out of Seaforth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Just got to point that out, Rick. Sorry.
I grew up fishing with Ray out of Seaforth, man. I get it. No. Yeah, I know. Like,
our roots are Twilight out of Seaforth, yeah, Rick and I.
Well, Seaforth's in my heart.
That's yeah, right. Same. I mean, that's where I grew up fishing.
Yeah. I think all of us.
My earliest memories are fishing with my dad and seeing Ray and his dad, you know, Twilight fishing out of Seaforth. Like, it's my favorite thing. It's a really cool circle to watch all this happen.
It feels like yesterday,
too.
Right?
Totally.
Short barracuda.
Right? Just having fun?
Yeah. Oh, just having fun.
No doubt about it. Hills, appreciate the phone call very much.
Who's
next, Corey? Alex. Alex from San Carlos. Good morning.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to know a little bit about the boat, see what kind of amenities you guys have, and also if you guys have meal plans for the boat.
Well, Javi, Chase, and Mike do a great job within, you know, just whatever you want. If you have special dietary needs, they'll take care of it. But usually it's just a breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, and then dinner.
Just snack. You're only eating killer all day.
Yeah. It's set meals, like you said, other than dietary needs. But.
Yeah, but we have set meals, you know, for all of our meals, but they do a great job cooking.
So unlike the common, you know, like Alex was saying, like on a shorter trip where you might have an opportunity to buy into a meal plan or not, when you get on board the boat, everything is just, the chefs have got everything.
You show up.
Yeah. You show up. And it's all day long. I mean, it is crazy that, you know, as soon as breakfast is done, those guys are rolling out some killer snack. And as soon as that's done, they're rolling out some killer lunch and
mm-hmm. some homemade pizza or hand rolled pastries or something. Just a snack.
What's your favorite thing that the chefs do on the boat, Griffin?
Probably the cinnamon rolls.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
That's the one.
But the passengers, the sushi.
Okay.
We were talking about the fish coming out of the well. When you catch that fish 3 days later, eat some fresh sushi, it's It's pretty good.
That sounds incredible.
What is their process like? I mean, is it fish from the same day, or do they like to fish to be chilled for a day? Like, how do your chefs, you know, what's the best thing you can provide them to make that killer spread?
Usually about 2-3 days sitting in the well.
Okay.
Yeah, and it comes out very nice when we fillet it.
You got to let it relax. Yeah. Let all the muscles relax. And
That's what a lot of people don't understand about sashimi or sushi. Brian, you're a master, or
even the rockfish sculpin. It's like, yeah. I just got off the double.
It's fresh. Yeah.
And then you put it in the pan and it curls. It's because it's so fresh. It's too fresh.
The meat hasn't had a chance to relax. Yeah. It's kind of incredible.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Sashimi,
so,
man.
And so if you're trying to pull that off at home, you're talking about your rockfish and your sculpin, and you got off the new C4th and you've got your bag. Like, what's the best way to keep it? Do you keep that on ice?
Paper towel it.
Okay.
Paper towel it, put it in a Ziploc, and keep it on ice.
Okay.
And then just let it die for a couple days, and then...
Keep it super cold, but don't let it get wet.
Do the breadcrumb magic.
Yeah.
That sounds so delicious.
I'm in.
Right?
Hey, well, we had a great text come through. It says, "This my question is for the captains of the American Angler. When I fly line for yellowtail with a sardine, I prefer to fish monofilament. If I have to fly line using an anchovy, we've always been talking a lot about chove the last few days, should I switch to Spectra with a short top shot of fluorocarbon so the anchovy has an easier time pulling the line? Love to hear the thoughts from the boys." And that's from Paul in Rancho Viejo.
In my time, we hadn't really had to deal with the anchovy. But it
might be coming, Griffin.
I know, it might be. But I
fished a lot of anchovies.
It's a beautiful cycle.
A lot. Yeah. And so I heard you talk about your 196 right? 7 and the 196 8 XLs, yeah. All these things. It was uncanny, Corey, and I know you come from that same time frame. When you picked a good anchovy and you collar hooked it,
you could get away with a lot.
It seems like as soon as it hits the water, boom, you're bit. It's like they see it coming or something.
But we talked about it last week, Brian, and I think the chovy, and you could tell me better than I can tell you, but I think the chovy as chum brings the fish just tighter to the boat. Like, it just creates more mayhem than 100 sardines thrown in the water.
That's one of our gigs on the anglers. Whenever there's chovy available, we always look at it.
Yeah.
And so rather than taking a load of straight sardines, we always try to have a tank or two of anchovies.
For that purpose.
And you know, here we're competing with these big boats that carry twice the amount of bait that we do. Kind of makes us feel big boatish, you know, up there like swinging, you know, baits around and chumming, letting them have it and stuff, you know, because we fit more pieces of anchovies in a tank than sardines.
And it's crazy. It seems like it doesn't matter what species it is. They just absolutely love the chovy. But I think
from calico bass to
300 pounds,
yeah,
really
everything.
So if you see that tuna fish, and if you get to sprinkle that on board, that it just creates that charge better than anything else.
You know, like all the boats that came in today, the Big X, the Rooster, the Independence, they came in from Hurricane Bank, and you know they have a lot of nice fish. So you just picture all these 200 pounders chasing down a big mackerel or eating straight big flyers. They do, but from gill and gutting and, you know, just being around those big tuna my whole life, they're filled with things that are a half inch to like 2 inches long.
Micro bait.
And so this time of year, the humpback whales are down in that zone, bubble feeding, and they're eating the same thing those big tuna are.
Chovy?
Where if it's boxfish, krill,
it's all like an inch or two.
Microscopic stuff where they're just going through these clouds with their mouth open.
Incredible.
What a unique perspective that you guys get to, you know, you guys get to see that out of virtually every fish that hits the deck. I mean, again, we talked about the fish care. You're flushing those things and cutting gills and guts out. I mean, you see it all.
Yeah, we're transiting and there's just miles and miles and miles of that stuff, and it's like, wow, look at all that bait, you know. It's just the most predominant stuff that's around, and it's all very, very small.
Interesting. Is that, like, so we've had, like, the listeners and texters that it's almost like chewing the fingernails, fearful of a chovy cycle, right?
No.
And I mentioned it last week, like, it is the most beautiful, like, cycle. Like, it's such a healthy ocean, don't you think?
I mean, I agree 100%. It's It's a sardine was a great equalizer to Coronado Island. You know, I think I heard you guys talking about it a couple of weeks ago. The overnight boats would catch the yellowtail because they were able to catch mackerel.
Right.
Whereas Bob on the San Diego stayed local, didn't go to the islands because all he had from the receiver was anchovy. As far as long range is concerned, we used to fish bait as much or more than we actually fished for yellowtail and tuna because we were always having to catch mackerel no matter where we went. So you look at the old Don Santa, Steve Loomis, like fish books, you know, where all the spots. The majority of the spots are like bait.
Really?
16 fathoms. Good bait. You know, because 12 fathoms.
Making mac was a big part.
Oh, it was huge, yeah. It was a big part of the trip. Big part of the trip.
We were talking about that in the tackle store, and it was, you know, accolades that we were talking about. That I think that's one of the things that I find so unbelievable about the job that you three guys have is, like, your knowledge of the coast 800 miles south of here, knowing that, hey, there's a good ridge that goes into a little deeper water that we can catch bait on. Like, just the what's in your back pocket of the number of things you've seen that, you know, a good fisherman here might have a good handle on La Jolla. I know where I should be when the current's doing this thing, and that's a 5-square-mile piece of the bottom that you're comfortable with. But to know that in 450 miles south of here, off the beach just a little ways, there's a good spot to go make bait. It's what a unique thing to have a lifetime of that knowledge, you know, that you fish trip after trip after trip. It's really impressive.
Now with Starlink, it's making the younger kids, it's making their jobs easier. Like, if Griff's somewhere, he can call. It's like, hey, I've never been here before. So you can call Ray and then call my, you know, or call both of us,
yeah,
and say, oh, yeah, you know, look on the plotter.
Yeah.
You know, this mark over here, and this is what's going to happen on your machine.
You're not having to put a piece of paper with a radar, you know, shaded in line to find out where you're lined,
yeah,
up or not.
Oh, the radar marks. These kids look at my book, and they just laugh. They don't even look at my book anymore because it's like, you know, all the spots are like 2 miles plus a pencil width, you know, at this many degrees and all that. It's
pretty cool, cool stuff, Brian. Hey, we're having such a great time in the studio. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We've got fish reports coming up. We're going to be taking your calls, text them more when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com. That's norsklithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligation. Obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty slit rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks, get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up and having so much fun in studio with the American Angler crew. And sorry, Lori's not here, but we got Griffin, man. Griffin, we've got Brian and Ray and having fun. You want to join us? 833-288-0973. That's the number to the fan there. Jeff, is it Jeff this morning, Rick?
Yeah.
Jeff's going to be taking your call there. Or you can text us via the app. And if you're just tuning in, our second hour, when we return at the top of the hour, our second hour is going to be on the app only. So if you don't have that downloaded yet, you can take the commercial break to do so.
Yeah, catch it on the stream. It will be obviously available on the Let's Talk Hookup app and still broadcasting live on Facebook and YouTube Live. And you can catch all the archive shows. It's certainly a fun and an easy way to add to it, for sure.
Well,
with that said, good fishing going on. Let's find out what's going on. Corey, it's time for the catch report.
I know. We've got Marcos of C4 Sport Fishing, the one and only C4 Sport Fishing, where Griffith came from. Well, a lot of us came from, actually, and it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? An extensive lineup of over 40 snacks. And all these 40 snacks are only 89 cents a piece. A new addition to the Summit Gas Bistro is Bambuzo Burritos. Man, that sounds awfully interesting, right? These are premium burritos made by renowned chefs. 6 different types to choose from, including smoked bacon and eggs, al pastor, or you could take Finn's personal favorite, which is a chorizo. And that sounds awfully delicious, right? Don't forget $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice. Plus, with when you fill up with 35 gallons or more, you get 100 pounds of free ice. Man, that's incredible, right? Over 40 great snacks to choose from, 89 cents, and so much more. Summit Gasoline, free ice for the listeners. And always great gas prices at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, with that said, we're going to start off our catch report over at C4 Sport Fishing with Marcos. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing very well.
Really good, buddy. Good morning.
Well, a little slow report this week. The weather didn't really cooperate with us all that much, but we've kind of seen what we've seen the last few weeks when the boat did get out there. Pretty good white fishing on those half-day trips. Unfortunately, Tribute did not make it out on their day and a half this weekend because of the weather. But they are scheduled next couple weekends here to finish out February, and they did put some trips up going into March. So definitely check the website, seafortlanding.com. We've got those half days on the new Seaport scheduled every day, the 8:30 departure, those Tribute down the coast trips, day and a half on the weekends. And guys, I wish I had more to tell you today, but like I said, that weather wasn't very cooperative, a little bit of wind, some rain there. A little slow in the weekend here, Super Bowl weekend. I know a lot of people are going to be doing that, but we're getting out there as long as you guys want to go. So, like I said, check the website, c4landing.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, pick up your MC swim baits, and get out there and catch some fish.
Now you're talking.
We'll take that all the time, Marcos. Like you say, little hiccup in the weather, but right back to it, and always. You know, that's one thing about Seaforth is, man, there's always an opportunity to go fishing, always a boat online, always something to go do. And like you say, we'll get through this weather and get right back to catching them. A great report as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos, thanks a lot for that. Hey, a quick text real quick that says, good morning, guys. My question is for the crew of the Angler. I'd love to know what is your guys' favorite fish to target on your own if you weren't behind the wheel. And also, do any of you have a bucket list fishing trip that you're dying to do? Yes. That's all from Matt in Apple Valley.
It's a good one.
I'm going to go back to my roots. I think it's yellowtail. And I think probably Brian and Rick can concur just because it's just that's how what we grew up on, surface iron yellowtail. We do it in our backyard, do it all along the coast, everywhere pretty much you want to go.
If you don't get excited from seeing a turnbird flare and making a cast with your long rod, and then
watching a fish fire up and chase down your lure and eat it, and everybody's yelling, like, if you're not into that, this is probably not the right, it's probably not the right sport for you. There's nothing like it.
Yeah. I just, till this day, yellowtail make me go nuts. It's just, yeah.
Now, you know, growing up doing that, like all the guys that came before you and are going to after, but, you know, being in your shoes, getting to do that virtually everywhere they live, from the Channel Islands all the way down the, you know, the coast of Baja, do you have a favorite place to get to go do it? You know, if you could anchor the angler up in any position in the world, take the closures all out of it, all the things together, do you have a favorite spot where you'd go to catch them?
I would say anywhere there's bottom.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Obviously, it's nice to catch them offshore.
Structure.
When there's bottom and you can fix structure and you can anchor the boat.
That's a great.
You know, and they can snake up the side and everyone's, you know, just that's the ultimate.
I love it.
That's the ultimate.
How about you, Griffin?
You know, I really enjoy yellowtail. Bluefin on the kite, pretty cool, you know, as a deckhand. But I fished in Alaska to start my career, and fishing salmon and those big halibut was pretty special too. Same thing, fishing the bottom, setting up, and then all of a sudden getting a 200-pound halibut was pretty cool. But I don't know, there's so many that I enjoy. But yellowtail's pretty fun on the plug.
It's all visual and just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, Bri, you've been at it a long time. What's the favorite? What gets you the most fired up when you're getting to go?
Having the current conditions.
Okay.
Coming around, having the guys, start it off, have them throwing some bait, and having them yellowtail swirling in the circle.
That's cool.
And as you're kicking it over, backing down, having your pluggers... bending and the yellowtail walking up the side, there's nothing like it.
I love it. God, it gets you fired up.
It gets me fired up.
I want to go
man.
Right this second.
Right?
Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Chuck calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cook Up this morning.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, man. It just don't make you want to go fishing. What does?
Right?
Yeah. How about the quality of the anchovies we got right now? They look like lures, like, you know, if somebody's trying to paint a lure. They were so healthy. I went halibut fishing the other day. I just kept looking at the bait, how beautiful it is. Shouldn't the albacore be following these things, you know? And the best thing I heard at the beginning of the show is there's no I in team. It's a team effort out there. And when you see that, it just makes you feel that much safer, you know, when you go down and lay down and you got your hands, your life in these guys' hands, and such teamwork like that just makes you feel a lot better. But round table, man, is the albacore coming? I'm going to take Pete's turn because he's not here.
What do you think?
I mean,
when are those things going to be around again?
I certainly hope so. I've been through a couple of lulls in my life. You know, in the early 80s, they were gone, but 84, 85, we clobbered them. And then they disappeared. We bought the Pacific Queen. We clobbered them on the Pacific Queen, and they're the best fish for sport fishing because they're it's introductory level. When they're biting, everyone's getting bites, and it's just they're landable the whole gig, and they're delicious. As far as predicting when they're going to show up, I remember where we're catching yellowfin, we're catching bluefin. Where we're catching bluefin, the same banks and same zones that where we caught those albacore. And people talk about water temperature and this. And I remember catching albacore in 72-degree water and 62-degree water.
Right.
It's just a lot of it has to do with the current from here to Japan. You know, and it just seems like it's been higher up every year. And
our California is the Humboldt current that
the
comes
California
down.
The California current that comes down, yeah.
Right.
So it's, you know, people talk about conditions and anchovies, but...
We've had anchovies, haven't we, through this whole bluefin thing?
It's up to them.
A lot.
Like 11 years.
It's up to them.
But I think what I have seen the last year that's different in the anchovy cycle is there's small chovy on the beach now. Where... it's been all big chovy or even 4-inch offshore, right? The last 10 or 11 years. Mm-hmm. But I think the last year, like even right now in shallow, there's sign of that small chovy inside.
There is. There's a lot of it. I was fishing lobsters yesterday, and it's
It's there.
That small chovy's all corroded all up and down the beach.
And here we are.
And in the back bay, the kids that are fishing in the back bay right now, there's bird schools, and it's just loaded.
And we're in February.
Yeah.
And we're in February, and that's happening. That's something you usually see in June, you know.
It, like you said, all of it sure points to a really healthy round. Fishing's been so fantastic these last couple go rounds. It's been really cool. The stage is sure set for a good one this year, huh, Corey?
It is, and we've reached our top of the hour break. It's a hard break here on 97.3 The Fan. When we come back, we're going to be on the app only. Take this commercial break to download the app. We'll see you on the back end with the American Angler Crew, 97.3 The Fan.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.
I believe there is that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. Or ShogunSportFishing.com, or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.